The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We call it the Champions of the People Injury Show. Show because we champion people's causes and claims, and we've done it for years. We've done it over 35 years. We're glad to help you. If you've been injured in any kind of accident, any kind of trauma, car accident, bicycle accident, workers' comp, on-the-job injuries, truck injuries, call us. And you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website. What is it? Championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us that way. You can email us and live chat with us that way. We will contact you. You can give us a case scenario. We'll be glad to get back in touch with you and give you a legal game plan, which is exactly what you need every time for every facet of your injury claim. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can find it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. And guess what? They're free. You can download a free copy, an e-copy, anytime, anywhere, from the comfort of your computer, laptop, phone. Doesn't matter. We do it for you. If you want a hard copy of any of our books, they're available to you for free. 303-795-5900. That's all you have to do is call our office at 303-795-5900. We're injury attorneys. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. You've been hit on a bicycle. You've been hit by a hit-and-run driver. We've got a book on hit-and-run. You need to know what to do. You need to have information. And that's one of the reasons we do these shows. And as you know, we do a variety of shows in the Denver area, up north, in the mountainous area, Eastern Plains area, down south. We do it for you. You know, and we're talking about your medical records today and insurance companies and how they handle them and what you need to know. And, of course, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. We talked before in one of our previous shows about the Hoffman case, how the defense tried to get psychotherapy records of the injured victim. So just because you're injured and just because you claim some kind of mental distress or depression, which is natural because you can't work, just because you claim those things, Brad, doesn't mean that your records are automatically discoverable, and we've covered that, but there are various ways these insurance companies try to get your records.
That's right. And what you have to realize to begin with is in just about every personal injury case, you're going to identify that there's been some emotional or mental distress. And you're going to claim that, and you're going to identify that because they do cause emotional and mental distress. The emotional and mental distress it causes is the natural consequence of being in a crash. In any kind of significant crash, you're going to be facing a situation where your health or your safety or your life have been placed at issue and placed in danger over no doing of your own. You didn't cause it. You didn't ask for it. You didn't do anything to cause it. You were helpless in the situation, and it's going to cause you some kind of distress. Now, it might cause minor. You might, for the next few days, be a little uncertain about getting in your car and driving, or uncertain about driving your car at all, or riding in a car. Or you might face the problem for months, and it might be something that's ongoing. If your injuries, a lot of times your injuries are going to remind you of that danger that you faced, and you're going to have more concern or more emotional distress. This is the type of distress that is a natural consequence and is a general result of the crash, and it does not open up the door to cause somebody to get your counseling records, get prior records for any kind of mental or emotional suffering that you might have had in the past. And why is that so important? Is because we talked about last week. A lot of people out there have had some kind of counseling in one form or another, family counseling, counseling, marital counseling, counseling as a result of losing their job or as a result of other events that have occurred in their lives, which have no relationship to and no significance to the present case, and or the case of being run into or somebody crashing into you from either the rear end or turning in front of you. Now, the defense attorneys and the insurance companies know very well that if they could open up that door, they would stop a lot of claims, because an attorney, a plaintiff's attorney, representing you, trying to get recovery from you and saying this is what we're going to get, would have a duty at that point to say, look, I'm going to put in emotional distress and I'm going to put in mental suffering. But when I do that, we're going to be talking about issues in your life that may have come up 5, 10, 15 years earlier for which you had counseling, or may have come up a couple years earlier for which you had counseling. And have you ever been to a counselor? And if you have, what did you discuss and what went on? And have you ever been to any kind of even marriage counseling or anybody to give you any kind of advice on how to handle any kind of emotional distress? And all that's going to come of issue. Now, because of the case law that's been passed or been made by our courts, you don't. A plaintiff's attorney doesn't have to worry about that, and you can. And a plaintiff doesn't have to worry about that, and a plaintiff can get fair compensation for what's happened to them as a result of the crash, without having to worry that the defense attorneys, who will do it in a heartbeat, and the insurance adjusters, who will do it in a heartbeat, would like to embarrass and humiliate you with stuff that's gone on in your past.
Right, and you, if you've been injured, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 870-8989. We have offices in Denver. We have offices in Steamboat Springs. And we do cases, injury cases, all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. Brad just finished a jury trial in Durango. I've done a jury trial in Durango, more than one. We've done them in Sterling. We've done them in Steamboat Springs. We've done them in Pueblo. We've done them in Alamosa. If you've been injured, you can call us. And it doesn't matter, because we have an office in Denver or Steamboat Springs. We will come to you. We will make sure everything is correct and right for you and your case. And we will give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. I can't tell you from our years of experience how important that is, how critical. It's not important, it's critical. You must know what you're doing, but you must do the right thing every step of the way. I was talking to somebody 2 weeks ago, made an appointment with them in Steamboat Springs, and I said, you know what? I came to Steamboat Springs to meet specifically with you, just to educate you, so that you will know what your game plan is from this day forward. You will know. I mean, you won't have to call me. You won't have to call me every time. You won't have to call me every step of the way, because you're going to know. And yes, we would be glad to represent you. And that was very valuable to that person. It would be very valuable to you if you knew what to do instead of guess. The insurance companies aren't guessing, so you don't guess. But to do that, you have to be informed. You have to be educated. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate for you. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about medical records and insurance companies. They always want all your medical records, and they don't always get them, as we've told you. But we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Brad, let's kind of get into this area of what we're talking about is, you make a claim against the at-fault person's insurance company. That's a different relationship than when you make a claim against your own insurance company. That's a different relationship. And that could be a UIM claim, and we preach that all the time. So let's give an example, and then you can take off and explain to people how important this area is. If you're injured by an at-fault party, they run a red light, they T-bone you, you're injured, you're off to the doctor you treat. They only have $25,000 of insurance. Your medical bills are $50,000 or more. Then you have to file a claim with your own car insurance company, which we've preached for years, to get your UIM as high as possible. But when you do that, the relationship changes a little bit, but that doesn't mean you give up all your rights. That doesn't mean the insurance company wins.
Right. To lay a little foundation, you have to understand that in any case where there's been a crash, you probably and you should have a couple of insurances that are involved, or potential insurance policies. Gary and I have preached forever, make sure you have your own underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage. The other side is required, the negligent party is required to have insurance of at least $25,000. You should have much more if you can afford it. Please forego your Starbucks and pay for insurance if that's if those are your choices. Please do not give up your uninsured motorist coverage. Get as much of it as you can possibly afford, because that's your main protection. You see commercials all the time on TV of lawyers who are claiming and people who are claiming they got all sorts of money as a result of a car crash, and they got all sorts of money for their clients, and they got all sorts of money to protect their or as a result of the crash. Well, that comes from insurance. And if people aren't carrying the insurance, then it's not going to be there. And so the foundation, the underlying basis for you to be able to have that insurance or to be able to have a recovery is the fact you have insurance. So in most cases, you're going to have two bits of insurance. And when you hear your lawyer talk about it, you're going to hear him talk about first party liability and third party liability. And you're going to be wondering what that is. And you're going to hear them talking about your UIM coverage or your underinsured motorist coverage versus bodily injury coverage. And you're going to be wondering what that is. And what you're talking about is there's liability from the person who caused the crash, from the person who's responsible for hurting you. And there's liability for your UIM coverage, for the coverage that's available to you. You know, there's liability from your own insurance company, and there's different sets of rules. The UIM coverage is by contract that you've entered into. We're going to talk about that contract after the break. And the coverage from somebody crashing into you is from their acts of negligence, which is to protect you.
All right. Are you going? Here's a little test and quiz for you before the break. Are you going to waive UIM coverage? Yes or no? Are you going to waive UM, uninsured motorist coverage? Well, you can pay a smaller premium. Are you going to waive it? Are you going to waive UIM? Are you going to waive MedPay? What are your answers? We'll get to those answers after the break. You're listening to Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. For you, we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your legal minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your MedPay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the MedPay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. When did we form our law firm? 1984. Why? What was our vision, our mission from then till now? To help injured victims and their lives and their families. You know, when you've been injured, it affects you. It affects your family. It affects your whole livelihood. It affects your spouse, your children, your relatives. It's devastating. And don't you dare let the insurance company and the defense lawyers convince you otherwise. 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock, where you get not only a free initial consultation, but a free, significant, meaningful, legal game plan. Think you need a game plan for the way the accident happened? Yes. Think you need a game plan for your damages and injuries? Yes. Think you need a game plan for what kind of injuries you have and what your doctors say your diagnoses are or your diagnosis is? Yes. Back to the quiz. What's the quiz? Are you ever going to waive UM, uninsured motorist coverage? Brad's going to give the answer in a minute. Are you ever going to waive UIM coverage? Are you ever going to waive MedPay coverage? Brad, what do you think?
Never. Never will you waive those. You will always get those. You always have them included within your policy. And I'm very serious. If it means giving up something else, then give it up. Then give it up. You know, the only time I can say that you absolutely wouldn't do it, if it means you're going to starve or if it means you're going to lose your home or be thrown out from you because you can't pay your rent. Other than that, you can't waive those. You have to have them. As a matter of fact, what you should try to do is enhance them, get them higher, get them more, have more protection. Once again, when you hear about, so-and-so got me $250,000 or $265,000 or even $125,000. Well, those have to come from insurance policies. People don't walk around and you don't get that money from the individuals. You get that from the insurance companies. And for that to be available, somebody has to purchase the insurance to begin with. So think about it and pay attention to it. You want to be the recipient of that kind of money. You want to be the recipient of a fair amount to compensate you for your damages. And the only way you can be the recipient of that is if the insurance is there. Now, you can depend on the other person. You can depend on the other person out there to have that insurance. But, you know, Gary, we've talked time and time again that I think it's over a quarter of the drivers out on the road either don't have insurance or have only the bare minimum, $25,000 coverage. Then you think about the number more that are probably set at $100,000. And now you're talking about where can the rest of the insurance come from?
One of the saddest conversations we ever have is when you come into our office and we ask you what happened, and we go over what are your injuries, how did the accident happen, and those sort of questions, and we go over them in detail to help you, and then we ask you what kind of insurance do you have, and let's see your policy, and let's see where your UIM coverage, because the other person may have no insurance, or you maybe already know at the scene, from the scene of the accident, they have no insurance, and they got a ticket and a citation from the police for not having insurance or proof of insurance. That's the saddest conversation in the world, because you're really injured. Where are you going to get the money from? If the other person, if the at fault doesn't have the coverage, then where are you going to get the money from? You're going to get it from your own car insurance policy. And we're just covering some of the tricks and some of what you do, so you never, ever waive that. But, Brad, let's also morph into, and you know, by the way, going back to that just for a second, Brad Pollack has made the best statement on the radio over the years I've ever heard. One of the most, he says, and he's sitting right here in the studio with me. He says, one of the most dangerous things you can do day by day in your daily activities is to get in a car, a vehicle, and drive. Right? So why in the world would you count on somebody else having enough insurance to protect you? You wouldn't. So you're not going to have a sad conversation on insurance when you come into our office. Let's have a good conversation that you did what we said. You covered yourself before an accident happened. Now, Brad, you've been injured by a third party. That's called third-party liability. First-party liability is when you're going against your own insurance company. But let's talk about a third-party case. Somebody rear-ended you. Somebody ran a red light and T-boned you on the passenger side, on the driver's side. You got debilitating injuries, right? Now you make a claim. And now the defense attorneys in the insurance company says, we want to go. Are you all ready for this? We want to go interview your doctors, right? Without anybody being around, without your attorney being around. And we can do that. And they say they can do that. And there's a couple of Colorado cases that we're going to discuss right now. And again, another tip of the iceberg. But you need to know this. We educate and advocate. So there's the Sams case, what we call the Sams case, Sams versus District Court case. And there's the other case called the Reuters case. And these are very important if you've been injured. So, Brad, let's give everybody a flavor of what the Sams case is, how it affects you, and what good, aggressive, protective plaintiff claimants lawyers do for their clients.
Right. The point of the issue that's involved, and the issue changes a little bit on which insurance policy you're against, but the issue that's involved to begin with is what's going to happen with your medical information. How much that goes out and what goes out to different people. Now, if you're sitting there going, I don't have any problems or any concerns for my medical information, then you know you're thinking this is all esoteric and there's no reason to be worried about it. But if you do have questions concerning your medical information, or if you have information that you've given about your history or even your family history If you get in, you know, sometimes the doctor wants to talk to you because you're injured or you're having a condition, the doctor says, well, tell me about your parents. They, you know, what was your parents' physical condition? What were their medical conditions? Did they have anything? And if your parents have passed away, they'll ask, what'd they die from? And now you're giving out medical information. Do you have any brothers or sisters that have this? Because they want to find out if it's genetic or hereditary that you might have a condition. All this goes into medical records. And when this goes into medical records, the question that comes up is how far can the other side, can an insurance company or a defense lawyer get into your medical records and get information about you? And what measures can you take to protect it? We fought long and hard on the plaintiff side of cases and as plaintiff's lawyers to advocate that first of all, the medical records shouldn't just be turned over by a release. You should be able to gather the medical records yourself and turn those over after you've had a chance to redact anything that might be in the medical records and after you've had an opportunity to review them and see what is going over there. And if something's incorrect, at least know you've got incorrect information in your medical records. As a little aside, I'd ask all of you, any of you, how many of you have ever looked at your medical records to see what's actually being placed in your medical records? And then when you've gone into the doctor, you think, I go into the doctor, I see the nurse, I see the doctor, I fill out some forms, and then I start telling them what's wrong with me. Do you ever see them really taking a bunch of notes and writing it all down? Then you pick up your medical records and there's all these notes, there's all this information. You go, well, how'd that get in there? What happened? Well, the doctors are working from memory, the nurses are working from memory, and what they're doing is they're placing little shorthand comments in the records, sometimes while they're talking to you, other times after they've examined you, after you've left, and then at the end of the day or the next day, they may actually fill out the records and send it over to somebody to type. So you don't know what's in those medical records. Nobody really says, can I see my medical records? Until you're in a case, and then all of a sudden these medical records are becoming essential for everybody to look at. You have the right, and you want to exercise the right to see what's in your medical records and see them before the other side. And in Sam's case, it was a question of, can the defense attorney go talk to the doctor? Can they just say, rather than doing a deposition, and we'll cover a deposition probably after the break on what that formally is, but it's a question is, can they go interview him? So one day you wake up and you find out this lawyer who represents an insurance company who is trying to attack you, who has no real good motive in mind when it comes to you, is now going to go meet with your doctor of the last 10 years and is going to sit down and talk to your doctor about you and your medical condition. Now, do you think you should have any protection about what's going to happen?
And they try to do that without your attorney being present and without anyone being present. Did you hear this? They tried to go see your own doctors. Maybe you have four of them. Maybe you have 11 of them. Maybe you have three of them. And talk to your doctors with nobody around. And that's called an ex parte interview. That means it's one-sided only. That means there's nobody there. Your lawyer's not there. And so the Sam's case decided by the Colorado Supreme Court addressed these issues. And sometimes the defense attorneys feel a little bit emboldened by the Sam's case, but there are protections for you, the injured victim, under the Sam's case and the Reuter case, but you have to know what they are, which goes back to our default. We're like a computer. We default to, you have to have a legal game plan. You have to have a strategy. To have a strategy and implement a strategy, you must first have one. You first must know you need one, then have one, then implement it, then follow the strategy and win. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, you can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're available 24/7. We will help you. Doesn't matter. We do trauma and injury cases all over the state of Colorado. If you can't come to us, we will come to you. 303-795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You ever want to listen to this show again? It'll be there. All of our other shows are there. They've got descriptive names. You can listen to them. The podcasts are there. We do it for a reason. Go to our homepage. We educate and advocate for you, for injured victims, car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, injured on your bicycle, hit and run, by the cowards of the street. That's what we named our book. Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. What can you do? What do you do? How do you do it in advance, and what do you do after it happened? That's in our book. It's in our free initial consultation. It's in our free legal game plan. How refreshing is that? 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. We got a lot to cover, so get ready. Get your notepad and your computers ready to go. Right, Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys. We're talking about discovery of your medical records. Brad made a great point right before the break was, have you ever seen your medical records? You know, it's that old, I don't know where it came from. It's that old adage, I think it was in grade school somewhere. You line people up or you line children up and you tell one of them, you whisper a story into the ear of the first one. And then what's the story when it gets to the end of the line, right? It's usually completely different, right? When you get to child number 6, child number 10, adult number 6, adult number 10. Okay, so the same thing can happen to your medical records, but the insurance companies understand that, and they try to use it against you. Do you think that's fair? No. Do you think it works? Sometimes. Is there a way to fight it? Yes. How? A game plan. But, so, if they're going to look at your medical records, then maybe the doctor is well-meaning, right? She remembered her conversation with you. She dictated that night or the next morning. It gets it over to the transcription service. They don't catch it all. Some of the things are garbled. So it doesn't come out in your medical records. And then the insurance company asks you later, you didn't tell the doctor about your neck. Yes, I did. Well, it's not in your records. You didn't tell the doctor about radiculopathy and radiating pain down your left upper extremity, your left arm. Yes, I did. No, it's not in the records. So that's just one way. You see? You're getting it. I understand. Okay, now, these insurance companies. And before Brad delves into the Sam's case and the Reuters case, I want you to understand the big picture. You ready for the global insight? We're flying at 30,000 feet. We're looking down. We got the big picture. The big picture is what? These insurance companies want all of your medical records and information. Why? So they can find something to blame your injuries on other than the fact that you got whacked at 45 miles an hour on your bicycle. So if you got whacked on your 45 miles an hour on your bicycle and you can't work anymore, or you can't work for 3 months and you lost income and now you're depressed and now you're sad and it won't go away, well, really, they want to find something in your medical records under the Johnson versus Trujillo case that says you went to marriage counseling 2 years ago, or you were in an abusive relationship 11 years ago, and that's your real problem. So, Brad, let's get into this. The big picture of the insurance companies is they want their lawyers to go get all the medical records. It doesn't matter if it's privileged. It doesn't matter if it's relevant. It doesn't matter if it's not relevant. And why?
Well, they want to get them all because, once again, as you stated, they want to see what they can blame your injuries on. They want to say that when you were out in the backyard picking up toys that your kid left in the backyard 5 years ago, And you strained your back and went to a doctor to get a muscle relaxant, they want to say that's what's causing your back injury, not the crash where they crashed into you. And they're going to say that that's where the injury comes from. And you know, sometimes it's hard to understand how they make any logical sense of it. But the problem is that they throw out enough of these little flaws that they think they have in your policy. Then they've got you in a situation where they think and they can get a juror or jury to buy it. And now you're not going to be able to recover for your injuries. And they know the medical records are going to give them something they can blame it on. And that's what they want to do. Other times they want to get this medical information because they want to see if they can't tie it into a way to put it in front of a jury because it might be slanderous or it might otherwise be embarrassing to you. And if they can do that, they want to, they think it helps force you into a settlement. And they also think, because you don't want to be sitting there in trial while all that stuff is coming out, while all this information is coming out. You know, I use quite often, I'll explain to a court when I want to say, look, I'll give them their medical records. I haven't seen my client's medical records. When I get them, I'll look at them and give them. And when the court says, well, why can't they just get them direct? It's like I stated, well, what if my client who's a male, was suffering from ED and he wants to, and he would rather not have that brought out in front of a jury. And he would rather not have that broadcast to the defense counsel and to the defendant's side and to the insurance company and to whomever else they can worm their way into being able to give that information. What if my client had a STD and doesn't want that coming out when it was 5 years earlier? And understanding that's an embarrassing time in their life, especially if it was a time when it had some kind of dealed relationship to infidelity within the marriage. This is the kind of stuff that is no business of the insurance company and the insurance lawyers, but you can bet they want it, and you can bet if they get it, they'll try and use it as a way to keep you from filing a claim, because to them it's all about money. To them it's all about embarrassment and humiliation. And it's, to them it's a way to try and take away your rights to what you've contracted for or to what you're entitled to as a result of a negligence claim. In a Sam's interview, what we talk about is, should the lawyer be able to be present? We've got the Sam's interviews that the defense lawyers like to use. It's where they set up a meeting with the doctor and they go meet with the doctor. Now, there's pros and cons to why they will and won't do that, but a lot of them like to move this into another case, the Reuters case, as Gary talked about, where they want to say, hey, we get to go talk to the doctor in private, and we get to talk to the doctor about things without you being present. And there's a bone of contention here, and there's an argument that goes on between the counsel that's presented to the court saying, wait a minute, the plaintiff has the right to have, and the injured party has the right to have their lawyer present for the purposes of making sure that there's not an inadvertent disclosure of what would be considered confidential information. You can't expect the doctor to know legal rules. You can't expect them to know all the law and all the cases. The doctor's practicing medicine, and they're trying to do the best they can in the medicine side of it. So you would expect that you can have your lawyer there to exercise your legal rights.
You know, a simple little question like this, if this lawyer, this defense lawyer, gets an order of court, and it does happen sometimes, that they can go interview these doctors ex parte by themselves without your lawyer around. And they asked the doctor, well, there's a family history part of this questionnaire, this intake form that Mrs. X, the injured person, filled out. And so can you tell me about that family history? And here we go. I mean, when you got injured in a car accident, you didn't put your mother's family history into issue. You didn't put your father's family history into issue. You don't have, you know, you might have asked her the question, do you have a history in the entire family? Uncles, you know, distant cousins, you have a history of cancer? Do you have a history of high blood pressure? Do you have a history of diabetes? So the family history, that's just a small example, right? The family history is not relevant to your injury in your neck and maybe your facet injury or your lato-axial injury in your neck or your lumbar disc issue and radiculopathy down your left leg. What does that have to do with it? So if you don't fight these people, then they're going to go do it. So, at Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured, we will help you. We will meet with you. We do it all over the state of Colorado. Any kind of injury, truck injury, car accident, collisions, chain collisions, trucks losing their brakes, bicycle accidents, pedestrians being hit by cars. Talk to somebody within the past 3 weeks about that. Pedestrians being hit by cars. You need a game plan. You need to be educated. You know, so Brad, when they go see these doctors, then they take notes. And then the way it usually works out is you don't know what they talked about. The doctor may have given them any kind of information they ask. And so you need to fight these type of interviews. You can win this war. And then the defense lawyer usually says at trial, well, doctor, didn't I come to interview you? Yes. Didn't you tell me in that interview that blah, 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 that XYZ is true about this injured victim? And there's hardly any way to attack that. So you must attack it at the beginning.
That's right, because what's going to happen is the doctor's going to come in and talk. Now, as you watch doctors, once again, we talked about doctors taking notes, and they don't really take them in a way that they're getting prepared for or they're understanding they're going to be questioned on a witness stand. And so when the doctor sits down and talks to them, usually they come in with their chart, and they've got their chart, and that's the file concerning your medical condition. And sometimes it can, if they've had you as their patient for a number of years, it's got quite a bit of information on it. And then the defense attorney starts asking questions. The doctor looks through the chart and starts answering questions. And sometimes the doctor will inadvertently volunteer information. Other times the defense attorney will deliberately ask questions they're not entitled to. Hey, doctor, how long have you been treating him, and basically what have you been treating him for? Or how long have you known them, and have they had any major medical problems? Trying to say, well, I'm really just asking about the crash, but they're not. They're expanding it. Sometimes they'll walk in with their recorder and say, doctor, I'm going to record this. Is that all right with you? Most doctors will go, sure, it's all right with me. So now they've got themselves with a recorded interview. It's not under oath, but they've got themselves with a recorded interview where they're taking notes, or they've got a recording. You never really see them. I've never had one of these defense attorneys ever say, doctor, I'm going to give you a copy of the recording. I've never really had them say, I'm going to give the opposing counsel a copy of the recording. So they'll walk in, they'll say they're doing this, and then they start firing away for questions. And as they're firing away for questions, they're getting information, and the doctor simply is at a disadvantage. And then when it comes to that trial, the attorney says, didn't I ask you this, and didn't you say this, and didn't you say this? And the doctor really isn't going to have a recollection of that. That happened 6 months ago. That happened 9 months ago. The doctor saw this person for a half an hour or an hour during in between rounds, or while they were attending to other patients, and just did the interview. And that's why your plaintiff's attorney wants to be present.
You know, we presented to you the Sams case. We presented to you the Reuters case. So they present issues for plaintiffs, injured plaintiffs. And I'm sure you've never heard of the Sams case before, or the Reuters case. And that's the tip of the iceberg. But you can win the war. Right? There's all these mazes that you've got to navigate. But to navigate the insurance maze and all these subparts of the insurance maze, you must have a legal game plan. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're here to educate you, help you, inform you, and represent you. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. We're talking about emergency room visits. We're talking about car crashes and your injuries. When you go to the emergency room, it's a traumatic event. You're probably not thinking clearly. You need to remember to try to tell the doctors all your legitimate symptoms that you're feeling. Many times, the symptoms get missed. They get missed in the ambulance ride. They get missed once you get to the emergency room. You don't remember to tell them about your ankle or your low back or your hip. They're concentrating on your neck. Maybe they're worried about your spinal cord. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed. They're doing MRIs. They might do a CT scan. The insurance companies try to use these records against you when you're in your weakest moment. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. We're about to take off. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. Do you know? I think you do know. We do other shows as well. We do a lot of injury shows in the mountain area, the Eastern Plains area, the Denver metro area, up north and up south. We also do a show that's dedicated to helping the community in general, even though we're injury attorneys. That show's on every Saturday morning. It's been there for years. On 6:30 a.m. KHOW, 6:30 a.m. on the AM dial, 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7 in the morning, we do an hour-long show where you can call in and ask us any question on any legal subject. Even though we're injury attorneys, we'll be glad to help you. And if we can't help you on the air, we give you a free referral. And we don't charge for that referral, right? We give you a free referral. But mostly we can just solve your problems either on the air or we call you during the week. We can help you. That's designed for community as a community service. And on that show, we answer questions about property disputes, landlord-tenant, divorces, custody, wills, you name it. But these shows are injury shows, and we've been doing these shows for years. And the why of the show is to give you the information and educate you. Because at Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. 303-795-5900. Okay, we were talking about the Sams case and the Reuter case. So you want to try to fight these insurance companies and their lawyers trying to go interview your doctors on what the legal words are, ex parte basis, meaning with nobody else around. But Brad, think about this. Have everybody think about this. You people think about this. You've been treating with this doctor for 5 years, 10 years, 21 years. Now there's a attorney that you've never met this attorney for that represents the insurance company and this driver that hits you and injured you. They want to go interview your doctor of 21 years without you being there, without your attorney being there, and they want to ask him questions. And so this needs to be aggressively fought.
It does. And you need to make sure your lawyer's aware of it and your lawyer's on top of it. Normally, you're not going to find out about it unless it becomes an issue. Maybe if there's court action, you're going to be, or court hearing about it, you're going to be down at the court hearing. You're going to hopefully be able to hear it from your lawyer. If your doctor is about to be interviewed, you would expect the lawyer will give you a call and say, look, your doctor's about to be interviewed. And the court said, I can be there, I can't be there, what can be done? That might be a time for you and your lawyer to go talk to the doctor to discuss the parameters of the lawsuit. A lot of times you'd be amazed how many doctors don't even realize early on in a case that a lawsuit's been filed. I mean, why would they? Why would they know that? And so, or a claim's been made, even if a lawsuit hasn't been filed, if a claim's been made. So you come to me and you've been hurt, you've been in the hospital, you've been treated by doctors, a number of doctors, you have one main treating physician now after you've gone through a number of doctors and a number of recoveries, and we're making a claim for you to get money to compensate you for your injuries, and the doctors doesn't know about it. And so then you get defense counsel that starts saying, I want to talk to the doctor. You get an insurance adjuster saying, I want to talk to the doctor. Normally, it's going to be in a lawsuit setting where they have to go get permission, because you're not just the plaintiff's lawyer, hopefully, is not just going to give him permission to go talk to the doctor. And so what's going to happen is then you're going to be saying, okay, I've got permission to go talk to the doctor. Well, somebody better get a hold of that doctor and talk to him. It's going to be important to get a hold of the doctor's office. And a lot of times it's going to be you, especially if you're continuing to treat with the doctor for any purpose. And you, okay, just look and say, well, you've got to get in to see the doctor and say, doctor, the attorney on the other side of a lawsuit that I filed to get recovery for the injuries I sustained is going to come talk to you, is going to make an appointment, come talk to you. Would you please talk to my lawyer first? And of course, hopefully your lawyer is going to be out there trying to talk to the doctor also to discuss what's happening. And if you haven't already, that's a key time where you're looking and say, doctor, can I look at your chart? Can I look at your file? Can I look at all the paperwork you got? Can I look at all the everything you've got on the computer? And to address any corrections that you think are necessary and get copies of that for your lawyer. Your lawyer is going to be hopefully getting those copies anyway on their own. We can talk about that someday, why your lawyer should be getting the copies themselves without having you run around and do it. Now and then they may ask you for help, but for the most part, your lawyer wants to get their own records. But all this being said, what you're dealing with is you've got an upcoming event that's going to occur that could be very offensive to your doctor, could be a very difficult time to your doctor. And so you want to talk to the doctor and also find out and tell the doctor that your plaintiff's lawyer, your lawyer is going to come talk to him.
You want to fight it? You can call us anytime if you've been injured. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or just go to our website. If you don't want to call, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. There are multiple ways to communicate with us and to us through our website, right? You can enter a note. You can download any of our books for free. It doesn't get any better than that. I want to flip this situation just for a second. You're going to fall off your chair. You might even fall down laughing. Are you ready for this one? Well, let's flip the situation. We have now been covering for the whole totality of the show where the insurance companies and their lawyers want all this information about you, all this medical information about you. And then under Johnson versus Trio, they want your psychological counseling records, right? And under the Reuter case and the Sam case, they want to interview your doctors by themselves, secretly, privately. They want all these records, whether they're relevant or not. They want to go around Alcon versus Spicer and get all your records. Let's flip this. When you file a lawsuit, guess what happens? Both parties, both sides, the injured person and the other side, the insurance company, has to make disclosures. Automatic disclosures. So your records are going to be disclosed, what relevant records there are. Relevant records. What do you think you get from the insurance company? You ready for a good one this morning? What do you think you get? You get a disclosure with a stack of records of their insurance claims file where they adjusted your claim for the last 2 years or 1 year or 6 months, where the adjuster was entering notes, adjusting and valuing your claim. And what do you think that record looks like? I'm going to tell you. Page after page after page of those records are all blacked out. And the legal word is they're redacted. They're blacked out. You can't read them. It's like we hear those government fights in Washington, but they're all blacked out and redacted. Why, Brad? Why? Because they said, the insurance company says, well, those are privileged information. That's privileged information. But you, the injured person, you can't claim a privilege on your records, but we can claim a privilege because you can't get the mental impressions of our adjusters. You can't get the adjuster's notes. We are privileging those and protecting them because they're a work product and they were made in, quote, in anticipation of litigation and blah, 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 ad nauseum. Ready? Did you get a good one out of that? Your records aren't privileged, but theirs are.
And your records are about your confidential medical information, and theirs are about their impressions or their understanding or what they believe resulted in the crash or how they believe you're hurt or how they believe you're not hurt with regard to the crash itself. So you're going, all right, if they want to play that game, I guess you got to play that game. You got to get an understanding of why they won't be cooperative with you. And of course we know, because we've said it many times, it's all about money and the adjusters and everybody's working on money. But when we start talking about getting access to your doctors now, and in the Reuters case, it was a completely different set of circumstances. But what they talk about is they talk about your contract. They talk about a first party claim. They're talking about whether or not they have the right to to go to the doctors based on some kind of legal right they have that when you signed your insurance contract, that you gave them permission to be able to talk to your doctors. Or when they want medical information, you gave them permission to get medical information in addition to that which is specific to and relates to your injury. And you gave them that information contrary to what the law normally would provide. Now, when all of you were buying insurance, how many of you even read the contract? How many of you read your insurance contract ever? How many of you understand or know what's said? And by the way, do you really think, have you ever thought, hey, if I do read the policy, I'm going to scratch out words and initial it and say, this doesn't apply to me? Or you're going to put in your own paragraphs, you're going to put in your own language saying, this part of the contract, I don't want to apply to me because I don't want them to be able to do these things. It's a classic situation. We call it contracts of adhesion. And we're not going to have time to get into it today, but I encourage all of you to think about a contract of adhesion. Think about it and read it and look it up, and we'll talk about it next week. Sure. Contract of adhesion.
You know, I want to go back to this insurance company file that you get it, and it's all blacked out, and it's all redacted, and you can't read it. If you're the injured victim and your attorney, don't you think that if they interviewed a witness about your accident, about the way the accident happened, and now they're blaming you for partly causing the accident, don't you think you'd want to know what that witness said to them? And that's sometimes blacked out. Why? Don't you think that when the insurance company interviewed the person who hit you, the at-fault person who caused the accident, and interviewed them and recorded them, don't you think you would like to see what that person said? As opposed to what they say after they get a lawyer. Don't you think you'd like to see that? But that's all blacked out. And you can't have that. And it's a fight. But you can win the fight. Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We do the shows for you. We do the website for you. We do our books for you. Because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.